شما به اسپیس فارسی گوش می کنید. با رفتن به sbs.com.au/persian به اخبار و گزارش های بیشتری دست خواهید یافت.
همه استرالیایی ها با نحوه کار سیستم سیاسی ما آشنا نیستند. برای برخی مهاجران ممکن است از کشورهایی آمده باشند که رأی گیری در آن اختیاری بوده است، یا شاید از جایی آمده باشند که مشارکت سیاسی به طور فعالانه دلسرد کننده بوده است. بیایید نگاهی بیاندازیم به اینکه جوامع متنوع ما در استرالیا چگونه با سیاست برخورد می کنند. دایلی، نماینده مستقل حوزه فاولر در جنوب غربی سیدنی، میگوید که در جامعهش کمبود سواد سیاسی وجود دارد. او میگوید این مسئله باعث میشود برخی از مهاجران همیشه به یک شکل رأی بدهند، به ویژه در جامعه ویتنامی.
The only party that they knew was the Labour Party out here in Fowler. They didn't know anybody else. There's no competition. People would just go and buy the same thing over and over, and you probably didn't know that you can actually have another choice. So until we gave them a choice, voting behavior started to shift over to an independent, and they're seeing that, oh my God, actually things are getting done, having somebody else who's not part of a major party.
دای میگوید که حوزه انتخابیش به وفاداری‌های سنتی سیاسی مانند چپ و راست اهمیتی نمی‌دهد.
I've got one of the most multicultural and multi-faith electorate in the country. Fowler has a large proportion of Vietnamese-born, Chinese-born, people from Iraqi, from Lebanon, from Laos, from Cambodia, Eastern European, and their children. They don't focus much on what we in the media often focus on, and we see if there's a real disconnect to what we discuss, to what the ordinary working mums and dads are experiencing at a local level.
در سراسر استرالیا، جوامع چینی و جنوب آسیایی به سرعت در حال رشد هستند. استادیار سخمانی خورانا از دانشگاه نیو ساوث ویلز درباره نرخ سواد سیاسی و میزان مشارکت این جمعیت ها تحقیق کرده است.
I think the main takeaway from this survey was despite a number of these people having lived in Australia for over 10 years and 70% of Australian citizens, their understanding of Australia's voting systems was around 50%. Of course, people will try and compare it with the general Australian population, but I think there are different samples altogether because these people haven't been to primary school or secondary school in Australia.
استادیار خورانا میگوید آنچه از گروه‌های تمرکز به دست آمد این بود که افراد آگاه از نظر سیاسی و رسانه‌ای در این جوامع نقش واسطه را ایفا می‌کردند تا به ترویج فهم درست کمک کرده و اطلاعات نادرست و گمراه کننده را برطرف کنند.
So the 50% might look really horrifying to think about all these people who don't understand Australia's voting system completely, yet they're in a system which has compulsory voting. But the flip side is there's also really politically active, politically literate, media savvy individuals in these groups who are trying to work on and tackle that problem.
محیب اقبال یکی از اعضای جامعه افغان‌های استرالیا است.
I think one important thing to note about migrants is that migrants are a very diverse group of people. They come from different faith, a different background, and different affiliations in terms of their past experiences. If we talk about first generation migrants, and then the second generation migrants have their own experiences and have their own perspective on politics.
بر اساس درک محیب، جوامع متنوع معمولاً تمایل به یک سوی خاص از طیف سیاسی دارند.
I would say there is quite the representation on both sides, but I would say that might be slightly tilted towards the left. I think the humanitarian, equity, multiculturalism language that could be found on the left is more accommodating and people feel more comfortable. But that doesn't mean everyone is on this side.
Like محیب میگوید زبانی که سیاستمداران به کار میبرند اهمیت زیادی دارد.
People who experience racism, who experience Islamophobia, who experience economic disadvantage, every good word gives them a hope.
در هنگام رأی دادن دو مسئله کلیدی برای جوامع افغان مهاجرت و فرصت‌های اقتصادی هستند.
Each party's approach to humanitarian visas and family reunion is an important issue to people.
The older generation of migrants and refugees are feeling like, oh my God, why are we bringing so many in?
دای میگوید سیاست‌های مهاجرتی در این انتخابات نیز یکی از مسائل مهم در جامعه اش هستند.
We've had about over 10,000 refugees resettled here and that 10,000 were just put in our city with no additional infrastructure, public transport, roads, houses, schools, health, jobs. That then would create tension in the community about why is it our hospital so crowded? Why is it our school so crowded? The reaction out of that is to stop migration and that's what we're seeing at the moment and that is as a result of poor planning for a multicultural community.
استادیار خورانا میگوید جوامع مهاجر آسیایی بر اساس مسائل رأی میدهند و به همین دلیل رأی دهندگان نوساندار هستند.
Political allegiance in Asian Australian communities isn't as pronounced. That has been borne out since the 2019 election data. It does move around, it does shift around from Labour to Liberal depending on what is happening in that particular election campaign. And we did find how their countries of origin were being talked about was important for, say, the Chinese origin communities. But there were also shared issues that they were voting on, like the reputation of the candidate as well as policies.
او امیدوار است که احزاب سیاسی استرالیا از تحقیقاتی که در مورد سطح سواد سیاسی جوامع چینی و جنوب آسیایی انجام داده استفاده کنند و اقداماتی در جهت کمک به مهاجران برای درک نحوه کار سیستم انتخاباتی استرالیا انجام دهند.
I think the biggest takeaway that Australian political parties could use from this research is to use the community experts to really leverage that community expertise. And they can be real intermediaries between the political parties and the communities at the grassroots level in terms of trying to understand what their genuine concerns are and communicating with people.
شنوندگان گرامی، گزارشی که شنیدید توسط همکارانم الکس تارنی و اولیویا دیلوریو برای SBS Examines تهیه و توسط من مجد کاشانی برای SBS فارسی اجرا شد.
آیا می خواهید به مطالب بیشتری مانند این گزارش گوش کنید؟ به ما از طریق اپل پادکست، گوگل پادکست، سپوتیفای یا هر جای دیگری که پادکست های خود را از آن می گیرید گوش کنید؟